This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Triangle is well known for having a vibrant local music scene. Not hard to find a banjo here, a fiddler guitar there, but vibraphones and an accordion, now that is rare. The new Chapel Hill-based band, The Old Ceremony, has a vibraphone and an accordion and a cello and more, and it adds up to a smoky cabaret sound they call pop noir. The band is fronted by singer-songwriter Django Haskins, who's well-known in the area for his earlier work in the band International Orange. The Old Ceremony has a self-titled album out. They perform Saturday night at Local 506 in Chapel Hill and on February 23rd at the West End Wine Bar. And some of them are in the studio today. Gabriel Pelley is on violin, Matt Brando on bass. Django Haskins, gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
We're going to hear kind of a pared-down version of Old Ceremony today, but it's in full regalia when you've got the whole crew together. How do you describe the sound? Pop noir, what's that mean?
Well, what it means to me, at least, is just that it has cinematic in quality, and the noir kind of brings in some ideas for me of just kind of European music, of a darker kind of brooding sound, and that's...
It's got that feel in it, but it's also got kind of a nice melodic quality as mm-hmm. well at the same time. Why don't we hear some of this right now? Can you do American Romeo for us?
Sure.
Thanks.
All right.
Since I arrived at De Gaulle, well, I've been having a ball. They like to rock and roll all night round Paris way. I traded in all my pounds, just been making the rounds, just trying to spread it around in the fairest way. But all you lovely girls, can't you see I'm making eyes? And don't you recognize an American Romeo? I spent some time down in Crete, stumbling down the street. Three winds to the sheet, as I like to say. I met some girls on the beach, I gave a dollar to each. Then they said something in Greek, so I walked away. But all you lovely girls, can't you see I'm making eyes? Don't you recognize an American Romeo? And don't you recognize an American Romeo? We'll say it's so, but say it's slow. But why can't you say it, why can't you say so that I'll understand? Why can't you say it, why can't you say so that I'll understand? Don't you recognize an American, don't you recognize an American, don't you recognize an American Romeo.
Django Haskins, Matt Brando, Gabriel Pelley, The Old Ceremony playing American Romeo live here in the studio of The State of Things. And, you know, Django, have you been that guy?
I sincerely hope not. But,
I mean, he's kind of sad, but you kind of feel he had it coming.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's a pretty typical, it's an exaggeration of a fairly typical situation.
It's a fun style. How did you come to this style? Is this something that's evolved over time, or?
It really has. I grew up in a family of musicians, and we used to, among other things, sit around and play standards as a family, kind of around the piano. So I grew up with a lot of those great early American songs, and early, not early like the 1800s, but the 30s and 40s. And so that's always been in the back of my head, but it really took many years of writing to really get that coming out into what I was writing.
It seems as though, because what it evokes, of course, is the crooner. I mean,
right, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Right. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Frank Sinatra, especially his Capitol years. He made a lot of really, really beautiful records.
In a sense, though, do we have to? But there's also a kind of a parody. There's a bit of a wink that goes on behind the music, that cabaret style.
Sure.
Can we be serious crooners anymore? I mean, can we just go ahead and like it and be crooners?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, that song in particular is kind of a humorous one, but there are a lot of songs that we do that are, I mean, certainly not all of them are crooning either. But a lot of songs we do are very direct and earnest, kind of crooners.
Gabriel, I noticed that when you were playing pizzicato, is that right, when you're just sort of plucking the strings on the violin,
right,
you actually were playing it like a guitar. Is that because of the odd position we've put you in here, or do you play like that?
Well, usually when I play pizzicato, I do play it like a guitar. I do play guitar. So, you know, usually you can play it either like a guitar or a mandolin or up on your shoulder as if you were bowing. But
Well, let me ask you, too, as a violinist in this kind of sound, to kind of get this kind of sound, do you have to sort of come along slowly as Django kind of springs the next idea on you, or is this something that you gravitate to pick up really quickly?
Well, it's been a little of both. It's been an evolution. The most difficult or the most challenging part of playing in the Old Ceremony for me has been just playing in a larger ensemble. People like to say we're an 11-piece, but that's a rare occasion. But we are slightly bigger than your average rock band. And so therefore, everyone has parts that have to be played. And because otherwise, it's just too much of a jumble and a mess. So that's...
We never let the bass player talk in these things because he has to stand up behind me. We don't give him a mic, Matt. So, but we know you're there and we appreciate what you're doing. So,
agrees with me.
Is it like writing orchestral music, Django?
No, I mean, you know, I wish I were able to write orchestral music. I'm definitely not. But it is a step in that direction, that you really have to start thinking about the shape of the sound overall more than you would with a straight-ahead kind of rock ensemble.
And then you spent some time in China.
I did.
And you said you missed the music. You had to come back.
Yeah, I did. I missed playing music. I played music over there, but I missed playing music for audiences who spoke English.
Yeah. Well, the good news is if they don't like the lyrics, they can hang in there for the melody.
Well, that's certainly true, and that forces you to write more melodically, you know.
Tell us a little bit. You did hold on to some of the Chinese language, and you have a song, a Mandarin song called Baoqian.
Mm-hmm.
Baoqian. First of all, what does that mean?
It means apology.
Apology. Mm-hmm. Will you play it for us?
Yeah. The temperature in here may have messed with our instruments a little bit, so
we do you want to tune a little bit? That's fine. We're listening to Django Haskins. The Old Ceremony is the name of the group, and they've just put out an self-titled.
Eponymous.
Self-titled. That's all, folks. Welcome to the show.
All right,
you're going to play a song called Baoqian.
Baoqian.
Which I probably got wrong,
too.
As we all know means apology.
One, two, one, two.
Sugar, 见面我不知道也不敢问我渐渐不耐心地等待你的回来真真爱爱你的我会练习乖乖地举手可是我实话对你说 我什么都不能承诺。Sorry, I'm so sorry. Kaiko Dorang Ninango. Sai wo xin li wang bu liao ni de mei li mian mao mei dang du zi qu shui jiao wo dou shui bu zhao xi ri bi zi an an wei xian zai chu zou wu ren pei 一面高高墙出现在你我之间 Sorry I'm so sorry 我每次开口都让你难过
Janko Haskins on vocal and guitar, Gabriel Pelley on violin, Matt Brando on bass. They are part of the Old Ceremony. They'll be playing at Local 506 in Chapel Hill Saturday in the West End Wine Bar February 23rd. They're here live on the State of Things today to talk about their music. And may I say, Bao Chen, for getting eponymous wrong. Bao Chen, what's the story behind that song?
Well, you know, I was exposed to a lot of Chinese folk music, and there's definitely a little bit of that in there, in the sense that melodically it's based on a fairly pentatonic idea, which means that the five notes of the pentatonic scale, which most Chinese music is built around, it has that kind of a...
Which is different than the scale that we're used to.
Well, we
West.
Use the pentatonic scale too, but just not quite as exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been thinking a lot about writing something in Chinese, and you know, eventually that event came out.
Tell us a little bit about your audience. Who comes to hear this music?
It's a really mixed audience, which is really fun for us. Sometimes it's you know, young, kind of hip people who go out to see music all the time, and sometimes it's an older crowd who just who doesn't go out all the time but really enjoys music, and it gives them a chance to hear something that, you know, won't make their eardrums bleed, but also will, you know, they can have a good time and dance if they want.
You lived in New York City for a while, and I read somewhere where you said that in New York there's almost too much going on. What do you mean, for a songwriter?
Well, I'm just speaking for myself, but yeah, I lived there for about 7 years and loved it and really learned a lot, and that's where I kind of honed a lot of my writing and performing chops. But eventually it got to the point where I had an idea, a fairly clear idea of what I wanted to do. But just the hassles and the difficulty of just surviving and getting around in such an overwhelming place were getting in the way of really concentrating on what I was there to do. So
yeah,
and that's why I moved.
Certainly a lot of songwriters would say that's the grist. That's where their songs.
It's a double-edged sword. I mean, it's also incredibly inspiring to be somewhere like New York.
What's it like to work in Chapel Hill?
I love it. I've been here for about 4.5 years, and you know, there's a great musical community, and it's really supportive, and there's just a lot of space psychologically and physically to create.
Well, I want to thank you all and give you some time to play us out, and maybe you can play Poison Pen for us. Do
sure.
you think you do that as we talk a little bit about your music and say thank you to Old Ceremony? Thank you very much, Django Haskins, for being on the program, Gabriel Pelle and Matt Brando. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening. Old Ceremony performs Saturday night at Local 506 in Chapel Hill. That's the state of things for today. They're also going to be at the West End Wine Bar on February 23rd. That's our program for today. Thank you for listening. If you have a comment about the show, you can drop us an email at sot@wunc.org. You're listening to the Old Ceremony playing Poison Pen as we say goodbye. And this is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia.
Well, we needed some help tearing down these trees. Our numbers were few, withered down by disease. We sent messengers home. We begged on our knees that winter. And soon ships arrived to Charleston Bay. Savages sold to those who could pay to carry our loads, to work night and day. And the laws of this world were not handed down to men. They were written by our own hands. They were written by our own hands. They were written by our own hands with a poison pen. Well, all the amber waves of grain, the forests proud, the dusty plain, bowed down before the mighty trains of iron. Well, the words are recast, but the meaning's the same. All that is wild will someday be tamed, and those who walk proudly will someday be lame.